Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Club's fun size. If you've gone over your daily calories on side dishes alone, this is the podcast you need. We all have. I'm Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
Hello.
These fun size podcasts are here every Tuesday to bring you stories from the world of dieting and food. And we hear from a listener about their slimming angel and slimming devil. So we'll hear from Laura later on. But first, let's get our first story from Victoria.
Okay, so after the great work that we did last week helping the man who wanted to dump his girlfriend because she was on the raw meat diet.
If
you remember it correctly. We've got another real life issue to solve.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, are you ready for this? So this is about a person who is on a diet and the lunches that she takes to work.
Okay.
How can that
or
be?
No, it's all, I work in an office where lunches are taken. I understand controversy happens.
Okay.
Go on.
Okay, right. So she has started bringing tinned tuna salad to work.
Okay.
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 So the salad is prepped at home and brought in a Tupperware.
Yep.
There's no fish preparation done in the office and it is eaten cold. But one colleague has complained that the fish of any kind is unacceptable to bring to eat within a workplace. Should she switch to non-fish lunches?
Now, here's the thing. Tuna in a tin, I would say, is not as whiffy as you would think. And you're mixing it with stuff as well, which I think makes it less whiffy because we're all putting vinegar.
Oh, no, God, no, that's even bloody worse.
Okay, should I say, most of us are putting vinegar and then a bit of mayo, light mayo. We're mixing it up and that's going on the salad. It's not as whiffy.
Surely when you say tuna salad, you mean that is 60% mayo, right? That's the correct ratio.
Even mayo is just disgusting for me, personally.
On tuna?
What?
Yeah, I don't like tuna. I don't like condiments. I just don't eat them.
What the fuck is happening and why didn't I not know about
it's like tomato ketchup, like, literally makes me gag.
Oh, hold on. So mustard, you go to McDonald's, you have McNuggets. What are you dipping them in?
Nothing.
Are you crazy?
I have plain burgers. I don't have sauce on burgers or anything. Barbecue at a push.
You should have said this before we let you be on this podcast, Tarlene.
I thought you knew.
I think my whole world's been alive for the last 4 years with you.
So I'm very against this person.
So you wouldn't mix anything with tuna?
No, I wouldn't even have tuna.
You wouldn't even have tuna.
The dryness of your food.
It's horrible. Horrible.
It's fine. I like, is hummus a condiment? Or was that a dip?
A dip?
It's condiment-like, I suppose. What about guacamole?
Yeah, I love guacamole. I like avocados.
So it's the British sauce, the British condiment that you're against, which is offensive.
I think it's because a lot of them have got vinegar in, and I'm very against vinegar.
Are you?
I cannot stand it, no.
God, I am so glad I don't work with you.
Honestly. Sorry, I thought you knew this from me.
We went off track.
Yeah, I do apologise.
But listen, let's address this at another time.
Yeah.
And then we can all vote.
This is a bigger issue we need to come back to.
It really is. But with the fish stuff.
It's still whiffy, though. You said not as whiffy.
I don't think it's as whiffy.
But still whiffy.
I would say it's acceptable. Here's where it gets tricky, moral-wise, is that when you put fish in a microwave.
Oh, okay, yeah.
In a work microwave, because it not only does it get in the vents... And it does.
Lingers.
It absolutely freaking lingers.
Yeah.
The next person who's using that microwave to heat up, I don't know, maybe they've left a cup of tea for half an hour and they just want to give it a little heat boost. And they put it in 30 seconds.
Put salmon in there.
They are smelling salmon in their cup of tea.
That is disgusting.
Forevermore. So I do understand that that could cause controversy.
Yeah.
And as a consequence, do it. Because what's more fun than a workplace controversy? At the moment here where we work, there is milk controversy.
Okay, what's
happening? Well, Victoria, the company pay for the milk delivery.
Right.
And people are taking the piss.
Oh, why?
Let me tell you that right now.
Why?
Now,
what, people having like cereals and stuff?
Yeah, all of us. But that, hang on, that's acceptable. Okay. If you are an OG cereal goer, of which I am.
Oh, for God's sake.
And I only have a little bit and then me brews and that's fine.
Right.
Other people are coming in and they used to be yogurt eaters, for example.
Okay.
Now it's getting cold, they're changing to porridge and all the freaking milk is going.
Cost of living.
Everyone's taking it home, you're right.
No! I mean, people can't, they're like, oh, I'm not going to buy the yogurt at home when I can go to work and get the milk for free.
Too many people are eating them.
Shit.
Old fella me lad, producer Paul here, there was one week when barely anyone was in, so there was a bit of milk left over.
Okay.
So he reduced the milk quota.
And then,
Well,
you fucked that up then.
He did. And then everyone comes in the next week. There's none left.
Oh.
There's none left because you reduced it.
But we went through a period in the summer where you couldn't move in that kitchen for milk. There was so much excess milk. I'm the innocent party here because we've actually gone back to the old order and now we're still running out come Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. That's not good.
It's crazy.
I'd be fuming. If I couldn't have my cuppa.
Thank you.
I'm the first one to arrive on a Monday morning. I had to bring in 8 litres of milk.
It's a workout. What's the problem?
It's a nightmare.
Anyway.
Burning the calories.
Let me tell you right now, there's talk of webcams and people are being named on internal systems.
One member of the sales team, I don't want to mention her name, as her usage is so excessive, a senior manager has told her she's got to bring her own milk in. That's how serious
so
it is.
Imagine if that same person was then putting a salmon fillet in the microwave. Shit would go down, let me
she
tell
probably
you.
Will now, just to piss
she
everyone
probably
off.
Will.
You've taken the milk off her.
We definitely want to hear about workplace...
Oh, 100%. There'll be a lot of
food
these.
Arguments. Yeah. There really will. Yeah. Smelly stuff, people nicking stuff. I don't care.
Oh, that's my bugbear, nicking stuff.
Yeah, no. Oh. You bring your own sandwich in and our food... Listen, that's another story. We definitely want to hear. But for the time being, let's have a podcast rule... Let's not put salmon in the microwave.
Agreed.
If we're at work.
And Victoria, we haven't even got time to go into the missing Dairy Lee Dunkers.
That's a classic as well.
Gone.
They're yours, Paul. Is that
gone
why you're upset?
Good.
No, because they've got gluten in, haven't they? And as the celiac in the office, the Dunker is gluten. So I'm the only one we can be 100% sure is innocent.
He's the only one not in the frame.
Sure, though?
Yeah. Hang on. Does your son like him?
Yeah, so.
Interesting. Well, there we go.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Remember, you can now get 3 episodes of this podcast a week, 2 on this feed and an extra portion on our Patreon feed. For just £3 a month, you can get access to our whole library of extra portions. You can get weight loss certificates, free stickers and be in the draw for £100 every month. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/secretslimpod or search for the Secret World of Slimming Clubs on the Patreon app.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Right, let's get our next story, Victoria.
Okay, so we all know about intermittent fasting by now, but a nutrition expert claims to have a version of intermittent fasting that is even better for weight loss, particularly around the belly.
Which is my problem.
Okay.
Area.
Well, I mean,
somebody sent me an article the other day entitled Menopause Middle. And I was offended.
Did you actually read it?
Yes, I did. It felt like a lot of hard work.
I was going to say, that's a shock for you, because usually you just glance and just
gospel. I glanced and it involved a lot of prep. So I unglanced.
Okay, well, let me tell you about this one. So Dr. Mindy Peltz says, if you fasted for 36 hours...
What?
Then your body will know that it needs to use the fat stores around the belly for energy.
Okay.
So what she's recommending is a cycle of 36 hours fasting followed by a 12-hour eating window on and off for 30 days.
When you say on and off, is that 36 hours
doing it
and then 12 hours and then the following 36? Or can
is
you...
it or... No.
Right, now, no. Producer Paul, let me do... Can you do the maths here? Because I think this is easy. I'm going to go and
say... You can't even say that with a straight face.
I'm going to say it's easy. If I started my fast at 6 p.m,
yeah,
right, and 36 hours, when do I start eating again? Because I'm not eating the full next day.
Yeah, so the entirety of the next day you need to fast for, and
yes,
then come 6 a.m. the night, the morning after, you are back.
You're allowed to eat.
Right.
So it's just a day.
6 o'clock... You go to bed.
Yeah.
You go and do your full day at work.
Yeah.
Then you get home. You're still not eating. You go to sleep again.
Yeah.
And then you eat when you wake up.
Yeah.
So you've got two bedtimes without eating.
That's interesting.
Nah.
That's an interesting viewpoint from Victoria. But you could do this.
Could you?
I don't want to get into this because you know what the intermittent fasters are like. Oh, well, if you have a splash of milk in your tea, we've covered this many, many times. You can still drink, can't you, on a fasting day?
Yeah. Yeah, but you're only permitted flavoured water, tea or coffee in the period.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
I honestly...
Okay, well...
I know I'm full of it.
Well, she claims that she's seen people do this once a week for a month-long period and change the shape of their waist.
Oh, I'm going to do it.
Like
I'm going
to
do it.
There's a lot less extreme ways to change your waist. Do some hula hooping.
That's extreme.
Not if you've got EastEnders on, it isn't.
Oh, that is true.
I mean, Joe, if you want
once
to give this a go...
Week, though?
It's a... What, yeah, but it's...
And I should do it on a Tuesday when we record this podcast.
It's over a day.
It's not really, though, because you're asleep for most of it.
For two nights.
Oh, okay. Let me withdraw that and think about it. If anyone has done this, I want belly pictures,
please,
before and
after. I feel sick from being hungry thinking about it.
You just have a cup of tea, though.
Yeah.
If you're only having to diet, essentially, one day a week, is that what she means? I don't know if that's what
but
she
think,
means.
But think what you would eat in that 12-hour window. Because if it was me, I would cram everything in.
Yeah, you'd gorge, wouldn't you?
And then surely that defeats the whole point.
I don't know. But not according to the article, which is basically saying just do it once a week and do whatever you want the rest of the time. That's how I've read it.
Sure. You give it a go, Joe, and you let us know how you get on. That would be great.
Well, if somebody else wants to take that off my hands... Do let me know. Right, each fun size episode, we want to hear about the two sides of your dieting personality, your slimming angel and slimming devil. This week it's Laura.
When I'm being a slimming angel, I track my calories. I make sure that the kitchen is stocked full of healthy food and meals are planned a week in advance. I drink all my water. I get my 10,000 steps minimum. I go to the gym. When there's treats in the kitchen at work, I don't even give them a sniff. Not even a teeny tiny bite. But when I'm being a swimming devil, I start the day with donuts.
Oh, God.
Lunch will be the tastiest, biggest meal that I can possibly find. There might be several biscuits along the way. Might be some little cakes. And then dinner will consist of a great big takeaway.
Oh, yeah.
Steps? Who needs them? Water? Don't need that. Bring on the Prosecco. When I'm being a swimming devil, none of it matters. I squeeze into my jeans and think, maybe next week I'll start again.
Oh, my God. And we hear you, girl.
Donuts for breakfast.
Yeah, that's
brilliant.
That's holiday.
I mean, that was my last weekend, so I mean.
Oh, God, fine. Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
It genuinely was,
it really
yeah.
was.
Beautiful.
Well done, lovely Laura. We've ticked every box ourselves in yeah. everything that you've just said. Congratulations. We do want to hear about the slimming angel and devil within you. Just send us a voice note on our socials at Secret Slim Pod. Everyone who we feature on the podcast will receive an exclusive slimming angel sticker. That's it for this episode of Fun Size. We will be back with our full episode on Thursday, extra portions over on Patreon on Monday, and another Fun Size podcast next Tuesday. But whether you're slimming or sinning, please remember, there's no shame in a game.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.